5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, 6:05 in the morning time. And look at that sunshine, will you? Apparently, it might even stick around for more than a day. We'll give you the full details coming up. Right now, let's see what's going on in our news this morning. Here's Kim.
Good morning, Frank. New York Representative Anthony Weiner admitted he did send a naked picture of himself by Twitter to a college student. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer talked with a local professor about all the recent men behaving badly scandals.
Last week when the scandal started breaking, Weiner denied he had anything to do with it. He claimed someone hacked into his Twitter account. Monday, he came clean. OSU Cascades political science professor Jim Foster says in today's media and social network climate, it's hard to hide things.
A lot less privacy. There's also the 24-hour news wheel in your business, right? The news slots that have to be filled, and people are always looking for stories. Everything is more transparent. Everything is more instantaneous. And, you know, it may not be that this sort of poor behavior is taking place any more often than it used to be, but people certainly are having the whistle blown on them.
Professor Foster says scandals like this make people cynical about politics. He says it makes it especially hard to get young people involved in the political process. Kelly Blyer, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Prineville police had a busy weekend breaking up an alleged drug and counterfeiting ring. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more.
Six people have been arrested and charged with a number of crimes related to possessing meth and passing counterfeit $5 bills in Prineville. Police Chief Eric Bush says the counterfeit fives first surfaced in late May at the 7-Eleven on 3rd Street and Debbie Sue's Cafe. Then last week, counterfeit fives turned up at Town Pump Gas Station on Northwest Madras Highway. He says it's not unusual to find alleged drug criminals also tied in with counterfeiting. He says what is rare is making $5 bills.
We most often will see you deny denominations and $20 bills is probably the most common. $5 bills are fairly rare, and because they're smaller, less bang for the buck, so to speak.
Four of the six people arrested are from Prineville and two are from Meade, Washington. The four Prineville residents are 30-year-old Seth Jokinen, 42-year-old Shannon Smith, 51-year-old Rudy Nino Perez, and 56-year-old Leanne Jean Thompson. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
A House bill that would require prevailing wages in enterprise zones could have a chilling effect on new jobs in Oregon. That's according to State Representative Jason Conger of Bend. He sponsored a bill extending a program that attracts businesses by giving property tax breaks when jobs are created. But Conger says those efforts could be killed by a bill that would force businesses to pay union wages during construction.
The problem is, I think, in the smaller projects where it would be extraordinary for the owner to employ prevailing wage contractors. They would never do that normally because they can get the work done with equal quality by a non-union, non-prevailing wage contractor.
Currently, the prevailing wage bill is stuck in committee, but there's an effort to get the bill discharged and onto the House floor for a vote. If enough lawmakers sign the discharge petition, it will go to the floor. The deadline for the bill to be discharged is 5 p.m. Tuesday, June 7th. Sisters Cities Unite, Oregon connects with Japan. 1110 KBND's Mary Loos has more on a special visit to a devastated city.
Japanese news footage shows a town wiped out by the March tsunami. Fears of contamination from the nearby Fukushima plant kept supplies out. But 2.5 months later, two Pendleton residents, Kate Oberg and Trina Wicklander, visited their sister city.
They felt like the entire world completely abandoned them.
Kate says they wanted the residents to know they were not forgotten and to set an example by traveling there.
We even went right up to the 20-kilometer zone. You know, still, we didn't really have a fear.
There are still about 20,000 people living in Minami-Soma. In Portland, Mary Loos, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Gas prices continue to fall. Oregon's average is down 3 cents to 3.86. AAA's Marie Dodd says diesel prices are also down.
In Oregon, we are down about 3 cents for the week for diesel at about 4.25.
And prices should continue to fall for two main reasons. Weakness, the economy means lower future demand. And OPEC is considering an increase in crude oil production, which would lower prices by increasing supply. Bend is falling in with the state average of 3.86. That's a look at our local news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk, 1110 KBND.